Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to Musical America. Thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. That lady singing, her name is Kate Smith, and the communists went and dug up her grave and accused her of being a racist. And they played a race card on a lot of people. It's actually funny to see one white guy calling another white guy a racist. That really cracks me up. It is very sad. I am a racist and I am a segregationist and I'm proud of it. I believe when it comes to segregation, boys and girls should be separated until they reach the age of reason, which in the United States today is 39. And also, I am a big racist, and my favorite race is the Kentucky Derby. I like to wear the big hats. Welcome to the show. We're going to cover what we're losing in the United States today. We're losing our heritage, and we're losing the spirit of America. And there's no reason for it. I'm going to dig up the 45 goals of the Communist Party, and I'm going to read them to you because you should be made aware of it. Why did I pick Kate Smith? Because I happened to watch a Yankee game this week, and it was the seventh inning stretch. And I suffered nostalgia and a broken heart. In the seventh inning, they sing a patriotic song, and the song they sang was the one that Kate Smith just sang, God Bless America. And in panning the stadium, I noticed that only the older people knew the words to God Bless America. None of the young kids knew, and I'm talking like 12, 15, 16, maybe even 18, and younger. None of them knew the words to God Bless America. And somebody said, they probably don't even know the words to the Star Spangled Banner. And that said, I watched my first grandson grow up in Brooklyn. And he came back from school and he says, you know, Grandpa, They don't even stand for the Star Spangled Banner in public school. I said, what do? They play it over the loudspeaker, and if you want to stand, you can stand. And a lot of kids just sit and slump down in the desk. I said, man, that's sad. And I had a customer of mine that was a superintendent in a public school, a high school. And he goes, he was a repairman. And he goes, you know, Tom, he says, the base for the flagpole was broken. And they didn't bother to repair it. They just didn't have a flag up there anymore. And that's sad. Because some 16-year-old who lied about his age to protect this country after Pearl Harbor never saw 17. He took a bullet on the sands of Iwo Jima or the sands of Normandy. And he never saw his 17th birthday. He gave his life for that flag. And for you, because none of us would be alive today if we had lost World War II. Everybody would have come in for the kill. The Germans would have killed us. The Japanese would have killed us. And the Russians would have killed us. The Nazis made a pact with Hitler and Stalin to split Poland in half. And they did. And they split Poland in half. Half went to Russia, half went to Germany. And then, when Hitler was preparing to invade England, he changed his mind. And he stabbed the Russians in the back and invaded Russia. So when the Russians finally came back with the help of the USA. The Russian army would have starved to death if it wasn't for American spam. But when the Russians came back and they got to the outskirts of Poland, they told the Polish revolutionaries, rise up, we're coming in. Rise up now and kill the Germans, we're coming in. So the Polish underground rose up, started to kill the Germans, but they weren't strong enough to beat the Germans, and the Germans killed them, and the Russians stood on the outside and watched, and because they had two enemies that were killing each other, and that was a win-win victory for them. Then when they finally came into Poland, they killed all the survivors. Polish and a German. It's really sad. And the Russians also murdered 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. That's nothing for the Russians because Stalin killed, I think, 20,000 of his own officers that he didn't trust. The only one that wins in communism is the one man on top. Everybody else dies. So, having said that, our glorious president today raised more tariffs on China. And I have said that he has just added three letters to his title. And the three letters are a T, an N, and an S. TNS. Because he takes no shift. That's S-C-H-I-F-F. He takes no shift. He doesn't care what the odds are. He doesn't care what people say about him. If he thinks he's doing the right thing, he's going to do it. He does not back down. So, having said that, I think we will play a tune called Amazing Grace. I have a granddaughter named Amazing Grace. both the Democrats, the Communist Democrats, and the Rhino Rats would never pass any legislation without first throwing it to the mob and see if they throw it back. They were not sure-footed. They were always afraid that they would get in trouble if they irritated the public. So they would throw a rumor out there that they were thinking of passing this law or that law, and then they would wait for the threats and the feedback. And based on how much opposition they got, that they would shelve the law or they would introduce it to be passed. And that's how they operated. You know, the wet finger in the wind, but not Donald Trump. And Donald Trump comes to work. He's already made up his mind, and he makes the call. And they hate him for it. So, having said that, I'm watching both the Communist Democrats, the Rhino Rats, and the Wall Street drug pushers pushing pot. They can't wait till pot is sold throughout the nation, and they give you the heart-wrenching stories. Communists always pull on your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. Just remember that. You know the difference between a vulture and a communist? A vulture waits till you're dead before he eats your heart out. And that's what they do. So now they're pulling on your heartstrings. Oh, you know, the miracle of cannabis. It used to be called weed and pot. The miracle of cannabis. They've dressed the name up, made it fancy, it's very clinical. Oh, you know, a kid with autism. Hey, if it helps a kid with autism, let him have it. If it helps a kid who's nauseous all the time because he's getting cancer treatments, let him, whatever eases his pain, whatever eases anybody's pain, let them have. But they're pulling on your heartstrings and convincing you that this is a great miracle. But they've had Marinol in hospitals for years. And how are you going to administer pot? Are you going to smoke it? It's bad for your lungs. Why would you smoke it? So you're going to put it in macaroons and fortune cookies? Or are you going to inject it? Or are you going to do a pot patch? Like I say, if you're in pain and this helps, or it helps you be in control of your muscles more than if you had some sort of atrophy, I say go for it. But don't bullshit me and tell me that it has no harmful effects. And it's true. I have a good friend who's a physician's assistant, and he reminds me that nobody ever OD'd on pot, and his facility takes care of all the junkies. They go there to get their methadone after they've used up a 2-week supply in a day. Yeah. And it's true that nobody OD'd on pot, but keep this in mind. Everybody who ever OD'd began with weed. So when somebody says it's a gateway drug, it is a gateway drug. And very few can it resist a greater high. It's just not there. And now fentanyl is rampant, and it all comes from China. You know why it comes from China? Because chemical warfare is warfare against the United States. And what better way to take down a country than to dope it up? It makes it easier when everybody marches in with their automatic weapons after you've had to give yours over to the new government. 400 million guns in this country, and only 165 million are registered. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to all the Indian reservations and seize their guns? I don't think so. The ghetto, they don't register their guns. All their guns are illegal. Obama pardoned 5,900 dope dealers. He said their crime was harmless. And then he put 5,900 minimum guns on the street. What dealer doesn't have a gun to protect his stash? It is sad. And dope dealers sell guns too. So fentanyl comes from China and it comes over the border. Drugs is communist chemical warfare. And slavery began with a drunken stupor at party time. There is no such thing as a harmless drug pusher. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I've listed the critical chapters in order of their importance. And chapter one is Drugs Suck. And once weed is legal throughout the land, and it'll break my heart if President Trump allows it to happen federally, because he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't do drink. And he's a clean living guy, and that's why he looks so young. Yeah. Joe Biden, he needs drugs. Yeah, to get him up in the morning. He needs Johnny Jump Up pills. Okay, having said what I wanted to say about drugs, I'm going to play you a tune. And it's a World War II song, and it's about one state. Every state has their favorite song. Stars Shine on Alabama, Deep in the Heart of Texas. This song is called Back Home in Indiana. And I say to myself, when they take our guns away, those that take your guns away intend to kill you. And it'll make it easier for the Russians to come in and take over. And I never want to hear a Soviet a tank commander singing Back Home in Indiana when the moonlight is on the Wabash. So here's a World War II song by World War II heroes who are mostly all gone now. And when the last one dies, the communists in this country will rewrite a World War II.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
When the communists want to take your guns away, they'll use incidents that that happened in the United States as an excuse to seize 400 million guns. You think about that figure. And remember this about those 400 million guns. Not one of them suffers from a mental disorder. Like they say, whoever pulls the trigger, it's not the gun, it's whoever pulls the trigger. So now we got schools in trouble. We got guys going to school and shooting their fellow students. When school pride used to be great. School pride used to be number one. The pride of the team. But communist teachers do not want team spirit. Communist teachers want misery and pain to convince everybody they're not living in a paradise. It is really sad. They talk about Sandy Hook. And the case in Sandy Hook was the most horrendous, more horrendous than any other atrocity that's been committed. A young kid who should have been on a psycho watch killed his mother and then went to the school in Sandy Hook. A grammar school, maybe even a preschool, because the kids were all small little children. And he walked into an unguarded school and he started shooting up the place. And everybody blamed the gun. But the school was located 5 miles equidistant from two police stations. And when cops come to work in the morning, they say, "What's your assignment?" "Okay, we got a school that's between two police stations, 5 miles each. We're going to coordinate with the other police station, and we're going to have roving patrols past that school 3-4 times a day, and the other station house will do it 3-4 times a day. All we got to do is drive by. They're driving through the neighborhoods anyway." But nobody put the school on a roving patrol report. So the kid walked in, pulled the rifle out of his trunk, walked in and shot the glass door so he could get through it, because the door was locked, I believe. And he killed the receptionist, and then he went around and shot teachers and children. And it was a total massacre. And it was very sad. And it didn't have to happen. One guard could have stopped him. But they didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance. And so the communists jumped right on the theme song and said, "Take away everybody's guns." Do you know that the German people asked Adolf Hitler, "Why are you taking our guns away?" You know what his answer was? "Why do you need guns? The SS will protect you." "Who's there? The SS, come with us." They asked Admiral Yamamoto after Pearl Harbor why he didn't follow up and attack the West Coast. And his answer was, "Behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle." Do you know how many girls' lives would have been saved if they had a small little purse-sized handgun? First off, an assailant would not assume that a girl has a gun. So she's got the advantage. And instead of the chalk line around her body, the chalk line would be around his body, plus a lot of paper cups where the empty shells are laying. Girls, you should join the NRA and go get some gun practice. It wouldn't hurt to know how to use one in case, in a struggle, one falls into your lap. So, having said that, I'm not going to play Bang Bang. But I am going to play Be True to Your School, because school pride is all important. And camaraderie is important. And team spirit is important.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
When I grew up, everybody says when they grew up, it was better times. That's just the way things are. That's everybody's impression. Not because they were younger, they have good memories, they had friends. But when I grew up, I went to Catholic school, grammar school, and high school. And the schools were full of nuns. In my grammar school, there was only one lay teacher, and the nuns told you, if you make Mrs. Canavan mad, you'll be hanging in the cloakroom for days. And in high school, I had Marist brothers and Catholic priests, and the only non-religious was the athletic coach. So I had the best of the Catholic Renaissance way before scandals. And I was exposed to the best. So I was very grateful. Now you hear the song Be True to Your School like you'd be true to your girl. You know how long people are true to each other in marriage? 5 years. And then it's divorce time. When I grew up, only Hollywood stars got divorced. And they had to go to Mexico and get a Mexican divorce. Unbelievable, isn't it? I noticed that gospel blacks are coming over to Trump. I also noticed that religious Latinos are coming over to Trump because communism has no religion. And the goal of communism is to turn every church into a museum. And especially Mexicans, Mexican people in the 1930s were paying in blood for the love of Jesus Christ. And they have a saying, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. And it was their last words as they were executed by the state. So, that is why the Democrat communists will not hold on to the Latino vote if they have a prayer in their heart. So I'm going to dedicate this next tune. And never forget this. The first monument the communists took down in the United States was not a rebel statue, was not a rebel flag. It was the Ten Commandments. And as a result, nobody remembers what the Ten Commandments are. I think the Democrat Party keeps none of them. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So here we go. We're going to, their two goals is, their major goal was not to take down the rebel flag. That's practice. They're going to take down the American flag and the cross. Just remember that and be aware of it. Because if you to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So behold the cross.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling was Mary's own babe. So great.
I'll take you back to the '50s. The '50s was a time of innocence. There was no pill, so you had to be very careful. Otherwise, you were going to get married very young. And people were faithful to each other. Young kids and, you know, young teenagers, they practiced going steady as an intro to marriage. They had their first crush, their first sweetheart. And it was a time of American innocence. And everything was American. Made in USA, everything. Now look at us. Everybody's upset we're not going to get our stuff from China. Made in USA. All the music was American.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
And back then, they had dedications and they had DJs on the radio, and there was a lot of songs with girls' names. Here's one, the girl's name is Charmaine.
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine.
Okay, I did a printout. I found the 45 declared goals for the communist takeover of America. And this was done December the 4th, 1962. And it was read into the congressional record in 1963. And the author is a guy named Greg Swank, and he says, as you read this 39 years later, you should be shocked by the events that have played themselves out. I first ran across this list 3 years ago, but was unable to attain a copy, and it has bothered me ever since. And then a guy named Jeff Rentz posted it, and I would like to thank him. And he put it in the congressional record in 1973. And here are the 45 goals of the Communist Party. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the alternative to atomic war. Coexistence means open borders. And you get run over. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Never happened. Never happened. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. You believe that? Huh? Would you disarm yourself and tell everybody you have nothing to protect yourself? 4. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of a communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Aren't we having that problem right now? We don't want Iran to have nukes. We don't want North Korea to have nukes. We're protecting more than the United States. Today, the current conversation is China could probably wipe out the American forces in the Pacific. And Donald Trump says that's not true. I hope he knows something we don't know. 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Now, you notice that we're paying a lot of people to be our friends, a lot of countries to be our friends. And Donald Trump has canceled some of those giveaways. And we definitely shouldn't be loaning money to our enemies to get stronger. If I told you that Walmart is building 5 aircraft carriers in China with the goods they buy from China and pay the cash. Cash is king. If you ever want to know what moves, money moves. Everything else is secondary. Cash is king. 6. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. 7. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. That mission accomplished. 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states, in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections, under supervision of the UN. Soviet goal, the communist goal, is to take over the UN. And then they can control all the nations in the world. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. So that's what they're doing today. Soviets are testing. We just pulled out of the treaty that Ronald Reagan signed because the Soviets have been secretly testing new atomic weapons. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. During the Cold War, in New York, the dock workers union would not unload Polish ships. So Polish ships wouldn't come here because nobody would unload their cargo or allow it to be unloaded. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they're now doing in the Congo. Big communist fight for the Belgian Congo when the Belgians were pulling out from colonialization. 12. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13. Do away with all loyalty oaths. I just watched a person being sworn in at a congressional hearing, and they left out the words in the swear-in of "so help me God." And one of the congressmen said, "You left out 'so help me God.'" And Nadler turned around to him and says, "It's not important." So who do you swear to? Who do you swear the oath to? The state? 14. This has been one of our big problems. Giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Continue to do it. Now, 15. This is ongoing today. This is happening right under your nose. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. And what do we have? The Democrat Party is now the Communist Democrat Party. The last communist who ran for president was defeated by big numbers. So he told his followers, which I think at the time was 38,000, his name was Gus Hall. He told his followers, go in and take over the Democrat Party, and that's what they did. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And the Rhino Rat Party is not too far behind. The Republican Party has a subtle sabotage element in it. It could be 20% that will stab Trump in the back first chance they get. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. So the race card game is a big card. It's a Trump card, pardon the pun, in the party of death for little children, the gun-seizing party, the drugs for everybody party. And here's number 17, and this one breaks my heart because I see it happening. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations and put the party line in textbooks. 18. Gain control of all student newspapers. 19. Now, this was written in 1962. Remember that. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 2020, infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions, the press, CNN, the Communist Nut Network, NBC, nothing but communist, ABC, always be communist, PBS, National Public Radio, and I also believe that Radio Free Europe is a propaganda for the enemy, who is trying to convince the people to go American. And with our own radio station, they're convincing the people to go anti-American. '21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. '22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. I'm up to 22. '22 said, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. '23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. '24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and violation of free speech and free press. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books. 1962, folks. These guys never stopped working. Magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. '26, promote homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. That's part of the communist plan. '27, discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. I'll take that religious crutch, and we all need a religious crutch. And all you guys out there that have served time in the U.S. military and you're feeling a PTSD and suicidal, get to a church, open the door, go inside, sit in a bench, and wait for the man to give you the message. Just pray hard and listen hard. Because nobody knows you better than your maker. '28, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. There's a painting by John Trumbull of the first Congress, and Thomas Jefferson is sitting at a desk, and there's about three of the signers of the Constitution standing in front of him, representatives of the 13 original colonies, and I put a caption underneath it, and it said, you know, when you type and you make a mistake, it's called a typo. But when you write with a feathered quill and you make a mistake, it's called a quillo. And so the three representatives are saying, Tom, in this declaration, you've made a mistake. You've made a quillo. It's supposed to be separation of church and snake. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. You hear a lot of politicians talking about Trump is ruining the relationship with our allies. Let me tell you something. We have no allies. You want to find out who your friends are? Tell everybody you're broke. See how many friends come around. They'll be gone. And it's the same with powers. If you're weak, you have no friends. The only reason we got friends is we're strong. And remember this. God forbid we fall as a nation and are taken over. The last words that you will hear are not, kill the black man, kill the white man, kill the Latino, the Oriental. The last words that you will hear is, shoot the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, you might as well live like one. Get behind our president and give him 100 million votes in 2020. And then you'll see prosperity like you never saw before. You'll be turning down. Like he said, you'll be begging me to stop winning. You'll be turning down 10 jobs a week. And we're going to need outside help. But it's got to come in the right way. The communists will tell you that we're a nation of immigrants. But they leave out one vital word. We are a nation of legal immigrants. Discredit the American Constitution, calling it old-fashioned. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. These guys, they had in their laps an entire nation. When Jefferson came in, he bought the other half of the United States from King Louis of France. He bought it. As a matter of fact, he wrote a post-dated check. And that united the United States as one. And then we bought Alaska, and the people at the time called it Seward's Folly. And it turned out to be a gold mine. And they had a gold rush. And then it turned out to be a black gold mine with oil. And they want to put in jail, the communists want to put in jail, fossil fuel manufacturers. These people are ridiculous. They have no cause, they have no brains. They only have a goal, and the goal is to divide the country. And those who divide us will destroy us. That's how slavery begins. Discredit the American founding fathers. Another racist innuendo is Thomas Jefferson. When the racists want to explore racism, they'll say, you know, we like chocolate, wink, wink. He had a mistress or a secret wife, we don't know. Her name was Sally something, I believe. And he took her to Europe with him. And I guess they had children together. But what's wrong with liking chocolate? Have you ever had two Melamars right out of the fridge? Come on, give me a break here. He treated her good. I'm sure he took care of her very well. So we loved a black woman. At the time, that was looked down upon. But he was the president of the United States, and he loved a black woman. What's wrong with that? Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it's only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since communism took over. You know how communism began? They rounded up the Romanov family, and they put him in the basement of the Kremlin. And then they voted on what they were going to do with them. And what they did is they went downstairs and they shot them all. Women, children, a hemophilic child. And they killed every Romanov. And then when they were finished shooting them, they bayoneted them to make sure they were all dead. And then they threw their bodies down the mineshaft. And that was the beginning of communism. The destruction of the family. And that is the communist goal today. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of culture. Education, it's our Achilles heel, folks. Social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. And that is number 32. Let me see if I can find any more for you. 32. I hate it when papers stick together. Oh, okay. I can go from 37 to 42. Okay. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. That's Bernie Sanders' plan. Can you imagine the greed that would take over if they got control of all the corporations? You want an example of a communist takeover of corporations? Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Cuba is living in the 50s. It's the country that time forgot. Venezuela used to be the richest country in South America. And you know what the last thing Maduro said when he told the people they had no food? He said, raise rabbits in apartment houses. There's your food. Well, what do rabbits eat? They eat vegetables. You got to raise vegetables too, huh? Unbelievable. And it used to be a paradise. And now it's a communist hellhole. And the last $2.8 billion that Venezuela had was used by Hugo Chavez to pay Putin for AK-47s, automatic rifles. And the communists want to take away our automatic rifles. Yet we're going to be fighting Kalashnikovs. And nobody says boo because they don't know the difference. Ask a Hungarian sometime what communism is like. See what he tells you. You know what a Hungarian told me? Do you know what waterboarding is in the United States? The communists call it torture. It's 3 minutes underwater. You know what waterboarding is in Hungary? For Cardinal Mindszenty, it was 14 and a half years. And they had a building on the Danube River. And Cardinal Mindszenty's bed was, I think, 6 inches or 12 inches underwater. 50-degree water, the Danube River. And he was waterboarded for 14 and a half years. And what was his crime? He loved Christ. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand. I had a customer that came from Russia. Great guy. He had a wife and two kids, a boy and a girl. And he refused to join the Russian army when he was in Russia. And I said, what did they do to you? He says, they put me in an insane asylum. And I said, and what was that like? He says, it was full of professors and teach us. And I says, what did they do to them? He says, they gave them a chemical that burns their brain, that destroys their brain. I says, how did you manage to survive that? He says, I did everything they told me. And then he went back to see his mother. And when he came back, he said, Tom, I'm never going to see my mother again. He says, when I got there, I had to buy an AK-47 for $5,000 to protect myself. And they were waiting for me at the airport. I had to leave the country by another way. You want to live like that? What makes you think that something that you're not doing would be offensive to somebody that's in charge of you? 39. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. Now they want to take away guns from veterans under the charge that they're senile or they're old and they shouldn't be allowed to have guns. The more laws they pass, the tighter the noose around your neck. The smaller the government, the safer the people. 40. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Average marriage, 5 years. 41. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of their parents. Attributed prejudice, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. And 42. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, and social problems. So that's 42 of the 45 goals. So you learn something new that you won't get taught in schools. All I can tell you is communism is not the answer. Capitalism is. There is a movie that you should see. It's an old movie, so you have to go to Turner Classics. The name of the movie is The Pawnbroker. The Pawnbroker. And the star of the movie is an actor named Rod Steiger. And I think his wife is in it. Her name is Claire Bloom. The Pawnbroker. One of the scenes in The Pawnbroker is he has an apprentice, a young Spanish guy, Latino. And he says to him, how do you Jews make money? And the pawnbroker, Rod Steiger, says, you buy a piece of cloth and you cut it in two and you sell it. And with the money you make, you buy two pieces of cloth and you cut it in four. And you got to see this movie. It will shake your timbers. So, having said that, I'm going to play you the Navy hymn, and I'm dedicating it to all the sailors who ever served in the Navy, especially submariners. There is a story in my book, The Spirit of America Party, and it's called The Tolling of the Bells, in remembrance of the submarines that went out during World War II and never came back. There is a poem story called The Tolling of the Bells in my book. And it reminds everybody that this one submarine went down and one of the guys on the sub, one of the crew, is reminding everybody that their death should not be forgotten and that their sacrifice should not be forgotten. And he says, the sound of the tolling of the bells is not as loud as it used to be. So here's Navy Hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. You're never going to get Christ out of the military. Like the boys in World War II said, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. I'm closing with the Star Spangled Banner. This is made by the original cast of World War II. It's on a vinyl record. There's 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who gave their lives so that you could live today. Had we lost, you would not be here. Listen to the power, the roar of the ocean,